This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I will say, in regards to Rory McIlroy, what's amazing to me is social media is amazing to me.
It is.
And it's the amount of people that were either hoping that he was melting down yesterday or was somehow trying to undercut the fact that he was one of six players that in the history of the game has won a Grand Slam in major wise is just shocking to me. I'm like, I was riveted. And I'm on an airplane,
yeah.
And I'm riveted to this thing, and it was remarkable. And then I was able to come back last night. CBS Sports Network actually re-ran the whole thing,
nice,
so I could see it again. And just because I was so like locked into it, and it was great. And I'm actually happy for Rory. He was one of the guys that stayed with the PGA Tour. You know, Bryson DeChambeau started to fall off. Justin Rose came back in, you know, in the mix again. And I look. Anybody that wants to undercut the way he won because that maybe he had a couple bad shots here or there, he made some miraculous shots yesterday. And the fact that he's like I said, one of those six guys, it's him, Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Ben Hogan, and Gene Sarazen. How anybody can undercut what Rory McIlroy has done in his career at the age of 35 is remarkable to me.
Yeah, I mean, he's not one of my favorite golfers, but I wanted him desperately to win yesterday because it's history. I know how hard he worked at it. It's 11 years between majors. It's a career Grand Slam. He had melted down at the Masters in 2011. We understand what happened last year in the U.S. Open where, you know, he's missing those putts. So I wanted him to do it. I just think that there are people that, you know, because, you know, if it's the stuff with the European Ryder Cup team where last year was getting into it with the American caddies, or the fact that he crapped all over Liv and was on his high horse, or the fact that he doesn't embrace some of the more fun things about golf, that people will get on him a little bit. But I just, you got to throw that stuff aside and understand what you're watching here. And if you couldn't enjoy that and get behind him yesterday, then you're just a jerk. You just are. Oh,
there's a lot of idiots out there on social media. But my thing is that I almost felt like it was preordained that he was going to win this Masters. Going into it last Wednesday, we were talking about how he was the favorite. He was going to be the guy. And everybody, it was almost like everybody knew he was going to win. But how was he going to win? And to me, I'd much rather see a golf tournament, especially a major of this caliber, being played the way that this whole thing played out, as opposed to somebody running away with it by a 7-stroke lead.
Of course.
I mean, this is what makes it even more enjoyable to watch, whether it be the cringeworthy shots or the oh my God shots. It's and it does take a lot, man. It's 4 days. It's 73 holes of golf in this case. And it is pressure packed. There are enormous expectations, and the weight of the golf world are on his shoulders. Now, okay, he gets paid $4.2 million, so it's not a bad day.
Well, no, but
he's a Masters champion. He's a Grand Slam champion, and he could say that he has done something that only five other players have ever done in the history of professional golf. So to any way, shape, or form say he's not the guy, he doesn't have it. I mean, I mean, I'm blown away by it.
Well, I think a lot of people, too, and I'm playing devil's advocate because I bet Rory to win prior to the tournament. I thought this was his year. I also was rooting for him, not just because of the bet. I just, you know, Bryson won the U.S. Open. I like Bryson a lot, but it was Rory's time. I wanted to see this happen. I actually felt like if he didn't come back and win that playoff after he missed that putt on 18, I was like, this is going to be Phil Mickelson in the U.S. Open. It's just never going to happen.
He's not Phil Mickelson.
You know, but that's what I felt like with him in the Masters. It was just destined to not happen if he didn't come back and win the playoff, which he did. But I also think, you know, a lot of it's gambling driven too. Like a lot of people, you know, they like Bryson. They want to bet Bryson. Bryson comes back. He hits that putt on 18 to get two back on Saturday. And a lot of people bet him. And then there's pools and everything else. So I think that
get on his ass then, right, for not winning.
Right. But I just think that there's, you know, there's some irrational dislike there for Rory. But I still think there were a lot of people that wanted him to win. And you saw the patrons there, for God's sakes. I mean, when he missed that putt on 18, I mean, people, their guts were ripped out in front of him. And he got a huge ovation. And then that emotion to come out, I mean, to collapse and start sobbing on 18 just sort of shows you, like, what that meant to him. And you could talk about all the money and the hundreds of millions of dollars that he's made and all of these things. But that's what, you know, when sports boils down to it. You know, that moment for him, the money wasn't the thing.
It was
his legacy. It was everything he put into it, from chipping into a washing machine when he was a kid. To all of these things. It just all came out in that moment. And it was, you know, he's sobbing and the green jacket put on him. And it's just this weight off of his shoulders. It was amazing thing to watch.
It is. And it's more about the money. It is the green jacket. It is the legacy. It's one of the most beautiful trophies that you'll ever see. You know, the clubhouse in gold right there, that was awesome. I think it's gold, maybe silver, who knows. But it's a great looking trophy. And then, you know, when you think about, like, a guy's career arc, like, he's 35. He still has, like, 7 or 8 really good years. He looks like he's in great shape.
Well, Justin Rose is 44.
Right, and he looks like, yeah, but, I mean, the Masters is one thing. Yeah, you know, when you get to the U.S. Open, he could actually win the Open, obviously.
Justin Rose finished second in the Open Championship, too.
Which is poor Justin Rose. Yeah. That's a whole nother story.
Right.
But, I don't know, it's just, for me, it was a very satisfactory way of winning. And by the way, his last shot in the overtime hole, you know, that came inside of Justin Rose was a hell of a shot.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, if anybody's saying, oh, how he won it, I mean, to miss that putt, all right, first of all, he hits the shot in the bunker, which is amazing, you know, on 18 the first time. And it's just the fact that happened. Then he hits a great bunker shot, and he's there, 7 feet, 6 feet to win the Masters, hits a terrible putt. Obviously, it got to him. He's completely devastated. To go back out, to go on the tee now and to hit another perfect drive, be right back where he was. He was right back where he was.
Man, look at you, man.
And he goes and he hits that shot after Justin Rose puts it there and then spins it back to the hole. I mean, come on!
You're like WFAN's answer to Trevor Immelman. Breaking it all down, I like it.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I cashed a Rory to win ticket. I cashed out on Saturday night my Corey Connors top five just in case he blew up, and he did, so I got that out of there. So it was a good one, and it was just awesome to watch. And, you know, for a guy like Justin Rose, too, to essentially took 2 days off. Like, he goes out and, you know, he's 8 under after, you know, day one or whatever it was, 7 under, 8 under. And then he's just sort of you know, farts around for 2 days and then comes out and shoots a 66 on Sunday. Is it a playoff?
He deserves a lot of credit, too.
I mean, that is amazing. And then the Bryson thing, you know, it was everything going into Sunday. Rory Bryson, two different people. They played that clip of the two of them when they were on the range at some event and, you know, someone said, you know, what do you want to happen, Rory? He's like, I really want another shot at Bryson and what he did to me at the U.S. Open. And Bryson goes, to be fair, you did it to yourself. And everybody starts laughing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Rory's just looking down at the ground and, like,
ticked off.
So then, like, you know, so everybody's playing that stuff and it's Rory Bryson. And then here comes Rory, who double bogeys one, and then all of a sudden his two-shot lead is gone.
Yeah, that was amazing. The first 5 holes were amazing.
Right. And then
that's golf.
Right. And then Bryson takes the lead at one point. He's 11 under, Rory's 10 under, and then all of a sudden Bryson just went right down the tubes.
So you're saying Bryson did it to himself?
This time he did.
Yes, he did. So I guess Rory gets the last laugh.
He does. And, you know, apparently there was an interview after the round with Bryson. I don't know if you saw it, where people were asking him, you know, what was Rory like out there, you know, in the final round. He goes, I don't know. He didn't talk to me.
You could see that they were separate.
And then he goes,
they were doing our own thing, man.
And he goes, the reporter goes, well, did you engage? Did you ask him stuff? He goes, yeah, he just didn't talk to me.
Yeah. the other part of this whole thing is if you watched the way they were coming to the first tee, you know, Bryson's high-fiving everybody.
Yeah.
And Rory, yeah, he's high-fiving a few people, but not as...
No, he's just...
Not as, like, jovial as I would say that Bryson was. He was steely-eyed, and he wanted to win this thing. And he was just going to be as focused in as anything. And I can understand why Bryson would say that about the round of golf, because there is more to it. There is lived aspect to it. There's the PGA Tour aspect to it. And those are the two famous guys. Those are the two guys that are representing each tour. And, you know, I'm still thinking that the guys who stayed on the PGA Tour are ticked off at LIV. And I'm still thinking that the guys that went to LIV thought that they had the guys on the PGA Tour on their side to force the PGA Tour to do what they did.
Yeah.
But in actuality, a lot of those guys probably said, yeah, you got a point, but we're not leaving.
Yes.
I think there's that all of that stuff, that interpersonal workings of the initial foray into LIV, and I'll never forget, you know, because Phil Mickelson was the face of it.
Yeah, and Greg Norman and Phil.
Right, yeah, but it was really Phil with the players.
Yeah.
And I really believe that Phil felt like he had most of the players, if not all the players, on his side. And then all of a sudden, everybody split. And it became untenable between the players themselves, and I think we saw a little bit of that yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, there's also this, you know, some of the players think that what Bryson does on YouTube is silly, and Rory's one of those guys. He's come out and said that he thinks, you know, YouTube golfing, and sort of scoffs at it. So that's another thing. You couldn't be two more different people. I mean, you know, Bryson bogeys a hole, and he's slapping 200 guys' hands as he's walking to the next hole. You know, Rory birdies a hole, and he just puts his head down and doesn't look at anybody. They're so different, and that's what made it great. But unfortunately, it really wasn't a battle between those guys. I mean, it just wasn't. It was a battle of Rory against all his master's demons. That's what it was.
Yeah. You're right. And by the way, you know, Scotty Scheffler and those guys are all hanging around.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just waiting for somebody to collapse. And, you know, Rory kind of collapsed, but then he had enough gas left in the tank that if he did collapse a little bit, that he would still have a chance to win the golf tournament. I did. There would have been nothing. I think if we would have come in here this morning and it would have been a meltdown, I think that would have just ruined everybody's, you know, who loves golf, who loves watching golf, who loves the Masters.
Yeah.
Watching the Masters. If Rory would have melted down ultimately and lost, I think we all would have been really, really disappointed.
Yeah, it would have been a negative feel as a positive feel. It wouldn't be like, I feel great for Justin Rose. It would have been like, I cannot believe he choked it up again. Like, I just can't believe it. So, yeah, I mean, this now, it's like, to think for 11 years, he tried and couldn't get it done. And then he's standing over that putt the first time, you know, on 18, and he misses that putt. Like he has got to be like, it even said in one of the interviews with Marty Smith afterwards, he's like, he goes, you know, finally, you're a part of history now. And he goes, well, I was running away from history there for a while. Like, he knew it.
He does have a self-awareness about him, yes.
Right. And then to come back and do that, now he gets to go back every year. He gets to be at the Champions Dinner. He's got a screen jacket. He's just...
It was awesome. It was an awesome Masters. And for every one of us that play golf, love golf, we could totally relate to some of the stuff that he's gone through.
Oh God! I mean, which is why the sport is amazing. We're, you know, that shot on 18 there. Just take away, you know, obviously there's pressure and everything. We understand that, but just that shot. Like, there's 50 guys I know that could hit a better shot than Rory did there.
Oh, yes.
You know, but it's just like in that moment, the pressure and everything else, he ends up hitting it in the bunker, and it's mental warfare, man. It's absolutely mental
warfare.
That
had to be one of the worst feelings ever for him as a golfer.
Well, especially after what happened at the U.S. Open. You know, he's missing those putts at the U.S. Open, and he's like, holy crap, it's happening again?
Do you think he's up this morning working on his putting?
No.
If I were him, I would be.
Yeah, I think that there's plenty of time to do that. I think he's enjoying himself. And he said that he's, you know, he's not playing in the tour event coming up, the RBC Heritage. He's going to go back and hang out with his parents out there in Ireland and celebrate with them. I think he's going to take a breather and just sort of soak it in, and he'll get back to his putt. I mean, no, he made some big putts throughout the tournament.
He's supposed to be on the Travelers Championship. He's supposed to be there.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, but that's later in June.
And that's an elevated tournament.
Right.
So he should be there. Scotty should be there. The whole group of them should be there.
Well, Rory backed out last year because it's the tournament after the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
And then he had
a meltdown.
And then,
yeah, so one thing I will say about him, like, if he has a bad round, he doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that was a big controversy this week about.
I mean, and you know, I think you have to. I think, and this is the difference between him and Bryson.
Yeah,
Bryson somehow, some way, has evolved over the last 3 years into like one of the most, if not the most, popular golfer worldwide.
Yeah,
and Rory, because of his, I don't want to say demons, but I think because he doesn't want to talk about when he has a bad day, only wants to show up when he has a good day. Yeah, it's a little rough, too, also, for people who are lovers of golf. Like, you know, stand there and, you know, take what for what it's worth. Tell people why you played bad or why you missed the putt or something. You know, don't be afraid to talk about it.
Giant bitch.
Yeah, Shane Lowry, actually. So, you know, he bogeyed the last two holes on Saturday, and then he's talking to the media afterwards, and they're asking him about Rory because he's leading. And he's like, I'm not going to stand here and talk about Rory for 30 minutes.
I don't.
I'm trying to win the Masters too. He's like, you know what? He's like, I'm fine with talking, but you need like a half hour. I'm pissed off right now. I'm going to say something stupid. He's like, we shouldn't be talking to me right after I walk off the 18th green. I'm pissed off.
But that's the best time to talk to you.
Yeah, no, of course. But it was wild. It was a lot of fun. Everybody was into it, and I'm sure the ratings will be pretty massive.
I would think so. With that leaderboard, I would think, and then with the way that it ended, and you know, and quite frankly, just the enormity of the event and going into it, and the fact that this is the first time every year that now you have the LIV golfers and the PGA Tour golfers on the same golf course.
Yeah,
I mean, I it wasn't as cold as it had been.
Yeah,
but yesterday's round between those two players, that was cold.
Yeah, without a doubt.